This is a typical or a classic emotional type I in blue. And what makes it classic and typical are the numbers of the open lacuna, the closed lacuna, the varying size of lacuna. If you look on the left side or the lateral side of this eye, this is a right eye, you'll see a whole series of much darker blue and wider openings. At the 6 o'clock position, you have a nice closed lacuna. You have all kinds of them tucked around the autonomic nerve ring. And in fact, if you notice all the structure inside the ring, the autonomic nerve ring, you'll see all kinds of little wavy things, and you'll see some things that look like lacuna. There's a little spot, a couple of little spots up at the top, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I don't count these. I look at the structure that's from the ring out. In radically extroverted eyes, sometimes that means there's less patterns, but they're all still really significant, and it's a different personality and expression. This is a classic eye in that it has lots of different kinds of lacuna. Get used to seeing them. There might be a sora here or two, but it's primarily clean. And rather than finding and showing you perfect eyes, I'm showing you eyes that kind of, it's not a hard science in that way. They're like snowflakes. No two eyes are alike. And so we have to use general guidelines and rules, which is why I've developed the site this way and showing you different examples and variations of the same primary types. So I would call this one of our two primary types, the emotional type. Its general characteristics are that it may or may not be emotional. And I've looked for years to find another name, but for now I'm using emotional. And especially in men, if they go into careers that require a lot of academic work or high mental acuity, then many times these emotional qualities can be compromised, cut off, and completely denied in lieu of business and material success and understanding and working to serve people at a much more logical or linear or scientific level. I'm always curious to wonder and see to what degree has somebody still have contact with their emotional body, which reflections of that in life are your creativity, your relationship to your emotional body is revealed in your sleep patterns and how well you sleep at night. If you're sleeping smooth through the night, it means you're not awakened during the middle of the night because of unresolved traumas and stresses and all the things these emotional types feel. They are people of the heart. They are people that are more creative. They are less pretentious in the core nature of who they are. Of course, they change and adapt throughout life, but in the core nature, the emotional type is really full of emotion and joy and enthusiasm. When things don't go well, you know it. They're sad, they're hurt, they're angry, they're depressed. They, in a sense, more wear their emotions on their sleeves. They lean towards more careers in the creative arts. For a man, he can move into engineering, he can move into construction. For women, she can be into dance, hair design, arrangement. Particularly in women, this pattern will show up as the need to nurture and take care of, particularly if she's one of the oldest girls in the family. She can have strong mothering skills with this pattern. This is the big Italian grandmother that wants you to eat a third plate of pasta. And so this is a pattern around love and nurturing and connecting. So we should recognize that it doesn't always get those needs met, and particularly in its childhood, it has a need to be seen and connected to. And when it doesn't get what it wants and it becomes stressed, it can become angry and blaming, temper tantrums. It can go silent and go into depression. It can isolate. But this type is dealing with deep inner emotional conflicts, which is why depression can be a big part of their lives when they're stressed out. The lesson of this type and how to alleviate this stress is to learn and take responsibility for their lives, for their feelings, and to recognize that their emotions are not going to go away. There aren't enough sex, drugs, and rock and roll. When they realize that in their emotional body there are gifts and that emotions are not something you want to make try to go away, understanding them doesn't last for long, that you need to develop a relationship to them and a relationship to your inner feminine side. And that goes for a woman and a man. And when that part of you can be developed, then there's no need to blame. There's the ability to work with the feelings in the body, and without resistance and without denial, the energy moves, the creativity flows, your vitality increases. And so when those lessons are learned and you stop looking outside of yourself and blaming other people, take responsibility, you become more fulfilled, you become more grounded, you become more practical. That need for security and stability can come from within, not from an outside source. You become more stable, strong, self-reliant. And the best part is that your joy and your love, they can fill a room, and people feel the excitement. There's an innocence to this structure that's nonverbal and radiates beauty. And that is a great gift of its, because we'll find out when we talk about its opposite type, how that's the actual medicine for the thinking type to get out of its head. But we'll save that for later. Let's just look at all four of these types for a moment. We see the ones in the upper left, they have the gold or the rust-colored band around the autonomic nerve ring. We look at the ring in the pair in the upper right, and it's kind of jagged and sawtooth. And at the lateral portions of the eye, it really extends. Where on the inside of the eye towards the nose, there is less structure. That means something. And if we kind of compare them all, we can look at the lower left and see, oh, in those two lower quadrants, we have patterns of lacuna. That's going to be a huge learning for this person. We can go to the lower right hand, and we can see how there are many breaks in the ring here. And those breaks have a specific way of allowing energy to leak out of the body. So let's go over these. And one of the things, once we understand some of the general principles about the emotional type, then as I look at a particular pair, we'll begin to use iris patterns, iris positions, coloration, and the way the overall eye is structured to get more specific detail about the lessons and the tendencies, the behaviors that this person is likely to demonstrate. So in the upper left, when you have this rust-colored pattern encompassing the autonomic nerve wreath, I call this pattern the wall, and it tends to keep this person inside and a belief or a feeling that no one wants to hear them, or they can't be seen. They feel in some ways invisible. They have a noose around their throat. They can't speak up, and they're not going to be seen. And for this type that needs attention and recognition, that is a very challenging thing. So they're going to compensate in some way. We need to talk. If we go to the upper right, this pattern that's kind of bulging on the lateral sides of both eyes means that there was a lack of physical connection to mother and father in their childhood growing up. They felt everything from abandoned to rejected to alone, which are all the classic fears of this emotional type. And they had trouble connecting physically or emotionally with mother and father. So what does that do? In a sense, it drives them inside. There's a pattern in the left eye of escapism, where they could escape into all kinds of alternative substances and things to distract them from their deep feelings. They could escape into movies or books or intellectual study as a way to outrun those pesky feelings. In the lower left, we've got the two quadrants that are filled full of lacuna. And that's the same area in both eyes when we get to the positions. And we'll see that area has to do with nurturing and anger. And so there is a lack of nurturing here, particularly if these are the eyes of a woman. Quite likely that she is an excellent, amazing nurturer of others, because she's giving to others what she's always wanted for herself. A nurse, a caretaker, a nanny. There are all kinds of things where she could use these reservoirs of all this energy to create connection and giving. Unfortunately, in the long term, she ends up empty, but that's a whole other story for later. So in the lower right-hand corner, we have the same emotional type, but if you look closely at the ring, there are many breaks in it. And what that means is the life force energy and the pupil in the left eye is larger, which is the right brain. So we have all this expansiveness going on. This person is really trying to get out and get free of these emotions and what this emotional experience is, and or receive the inspiration of the creativity behind it. But unless they've done a lot of work, the latter isn't going to happen. So this person would be, I would be concerned with them about mood swings and blood sugar imbalances. I would watch the sweets and the caffeine, which are the very things they're going to be drawn to. The lesson in this type is to move through and do details, commitment, follow through, and take responsibility for yourself. And when those things happen, this person becomes much more fulfilled from the inside. We'll go into that when we do the greens and the browns too.